Yes, the Irish Insurance Hill Farmers Association had actually written to all the Oireachtas members the week before that, appealing to them to intervene with the minister. The Dáil motion put forward by Fianna Fáil was supported by all members across the House. In our press release, I'm saying that I hope that it's more than just a PR exercise because, in our opinion, the politicians have dragged their heels for far too long on this, on behalf of their constituents. We flagged this to the minister and indeed to all politicians as far back as October or November. So, passing a Dáil motion is no good to the farmer on the ground unless it's acted upon and acted upon now.
And obviously you are in touch with those farmers on the ground. What is the situation as it stands here, particularly in Donegal, in terms of that fodder crisis?
Well, according to figures compiled by Chagas in the north-west region, including Donegal, there was a deficit on farms as far back as December. The average at that time was 40 to 45%. And I've no doubt that, the situation has got worse since that time. Farmers are out of fodder. They cannot let the cattle, especially particularly out onto the grass because it's too wet. And we had an awful lot of rain towards the end of last week, particularly on Thursday night and Friday, which has set the thing back quite considerably. Even though now temperatures are rising and grass is starting to come, some farmers haven't been able to put out fertiliser in order to kickstart the growth. So, they're still feeding. At this stage, they've exhausted all their own supply, and to source fodder now at this stage is almost impossible. So, the cattle need to be fed, and being fed on an all-meal diet is not really good for the system, for the ruminant. So, they need to have some roughage there. So it's still a massive problem. Indeed, on my own farm, I'm trying to source hay as I speak to you. This morning, I'm on my way to Ballinamare to see if I can get any bit of hay to keep me going to the end of the week.